I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, Adolf and Hannah Swanson, as I was growing up. They were both immigrants from Sweden, and they both left me with a very valuable legacy. You see, it's my grandma Hannah that I portray in Hannah's story, and she is the person through whose eyes I look at life and my other Scandinavian stories. Grandpa told me stories too, including those of running away from home at age 14 to seek his fortune in America. One thing I have always remembered about Grandpa was the tree in his room at their farm. Remember those old plastic trees that they used to have as decorations around Christmas? The ones with the bare branches that you'd put those tiny little itty-bitty Christmas balls on? Well, Grandpa had one in his room, and every now and then he would say, "Gloria, I think I saw some blossoms on that tree in my room. You better go see if there's anything to pick." But when I would look at that tree, I would see coins hanging on the branches. Dimes, nickels, quarters, even an occasional silver dollar or half dollar, all taped there very carefully. So, see, I grew up knowing that money grew on trees. It was only when I began researching my immigrant stories, reading about the America stories that abounded throughout Europe, that I recalled something I had long forgotten. Suddenly, I could hear Grandpa's voice again as he watched me harvest the coins off his tree. "You know, Gloria," I could hear him say, "they told me that if I came to America, I would have my own money tree. Now I have one, and you get to pick the fruit from it." At some time in the past, many of us have had immigrant ancestors who went through a lot of hard times in the hope that we, their descendants, would have a better life. They hoped that we would one day be able to pick the fruits of their labors. What a wonderful legacy.